Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Hey, welcome back once again. That's the sound of rock cracking. You've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday, and you're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. And this week's show, the Trump cabinet emerges. Yes, it's the cabinet is finally emerging, slowly but surely. People are being put in the places of leadership who will have direction, who have a fresh look, and who are not old-time establishment characters and players. Whoopee! All right, let's see, America. Can we really change the corruption that's established in Washington, D.C.? Well, I'm anxious to see. Let's let them go to work. We still got a couple more nominees to go to get through the process. But last week there were major confirmations, as we saw Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of now she is the Secretary of Education, and she had a battle. She was the one that the Democrats wanted her scalp. They wanted to show the teachers union they had some clout. So they wanted Betsy DeVos' scalp. I mean, they wanted to say, we sunk that nomination, and they worked hard. I mean, I know I called my senator, who's a Republican in Mississippi, Senator Thad Cochran, told the office that, yes, Trump should have his nominee, and I was told that that's what he planned to do, but he had been covered up with phone calls that day to vote against Trump's pick. And the reason why is because teachers unions were getting on the phone and they were making their voices known. And I'm glad the Republicans, they got her through, but not without making history, because Vice President Mike Pence had to come down to Capitol Hill, walk into the Senate, and of course when there's a tie vote, the Vice President gets to cast a vote. He did, and that's why Betsy DeVos is now the Secretary of Education. And what does that mean? We're going to talk about that in the show. What else happened? Well, Senator Jeff Sessions. And you've heard me talk about Senator Sessions on this show when Trump was running during the campaign, because I ran into him. You had an exclusive interview from Senator Sessions right immediately after the Republican National Convention had shut down, the balloons dropped, and I got to interview Senator Sessions right there on the floor. And you got to hear it, the listeners of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And I met him again when I on the campaign trail when Donald Trump came to my home state, Jackson, Mississippi. He came and spoke, and there again I got to meet Senator Sessions again. He remembered our meeting there at the Republican National Convention, and I got to hand deliver. I gave him some notes and that he hand delivered to Donald Trump. So you got to know, I like Senator Sessions, and I think he is the ideal attorney general for this administration, and I'm looking forward to it. But what he had to put up with. So we're going to play a little clip from during the show from my friend, Dr. Alveda King. She was talking about all this mess of the people trying to just tear people apart. And using a letter from Coretta Scott King, Dr. Martin Luther King's wife, from the 1980s, was read. And I think President Trump calls her a Pocahontas Warren. But anyway, Senator Warren from Massachusetts was finally, Mitch McConnell invoked a rule, the majority leader and the leader of the Senate, and told her that she'd have to be quiet, or if not, they would limit her speech, would not let her speak anymore on the matter. And they, and the Republicans voted to shut her down, folks. And the liberals thought they were going crazy, but they used the Senate rules. And so it was a kind of a mess. We'll play that clip. But this week, we're talking about Trump's cabinet emerging. And when I think about emerging, I'm thinking about what's going on right now in Washington, D.C. And it reminds me of a story I was told. I've never seen this because I've never been to Greenland. But they say if you go to Greenland, you can look out across the sea around the shoreline off the coast of Greenland, and there's a lot of icebergs. We know there are glaciers coming apart all the time, but there's a lot of icebergs around the ocean in Greenland. And there's these enormous icebergs, and then there's these little icebergs. And you would think that all the icebergs would be going in one direction, but no. The big icebergs may be going one way, and the little icebergs going another way. And you think, hey, what's going on here? What is happening? And this is what is happening. The enormous icebergs, and so much of their weight down below the water, they are being carried by the deep ocean currents. And the little icebergs zipping around on top, going in an opposite direction of the big icebergs, they are being influenced by the wind. They don't have deep-rooted agendas. No, they're like chickens running around, their heads cut off. So what do you see when you see Washington, D.C.? I see the Democrats and the liberals running around like these icebergs being blown by the hot air all over Washington, all by the protesters trying to tear down and do not want to help build up. We want to make America great again. Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We are working hard to do that and be a part of building America up. We're not going to all agree on everything, but I do agree that now is the time for building. This is a time to build. Build relationships. Build connections. Build the wall. Build the infrastructure. Build America and make it great again. So, saying all that, I have to tell you, when you look at those icebergs like they have off the coast of Greenland, we have the same thing in Washington, D.C. We need the deep-rooted conservative ideas like repealing and replacing Obamacare. And you've heard that for so long here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And I do not want to wait. I think we need to move forward quickly. And if the ideas are not perfected, so be it. We're going to find out some things, but let's get it repealed and replaced. Americans, especially the American middle class, is dying from the oppression of this Affordable Care Act. Affordable Care Act is such a fraud. It's not affordable. It's not caring. Listen, I'm paying over $17,000 more per year for my family of six than when Barack Obama told me he was going to save me $2,500 by getting the Affordable Care Act passed. But listen to this. I go see my doctor, and my doctor says, well, you know, now insurance, they don't cover PSA. You know, I know left and right, men my age and older are getting prostate cancer. And he says, well, you know, they decided that, you know, that's not going to be covered. So our health care is getting worse. It's getting more expensive. And it is literally going to kill America. We got to get it changed. And it's got to be now. You know, we cannot wait 2 years, 3 years. Get the process going. And I hope with Tom Price, and as we're recording the show, he has not been confirmed yet. Hopefully, he'll get confirmed, and we can get working on getting Obamacare repealed and replacement on its way. You can tell your friends. If you got friends there in the Senate, and I've let people know, I will be glad to help. When he becomes Secretary, Tom Price, Secretary of Health, and Human Services, I will be glad to help fashion the new replacement plan. And we've talked about ideas here for years. We've hammered them out. We've talked about them over the years. And there's some good things that we can add to what the Republicans already are putting out in a framework that will help all Americans, especially the working poor. We got the plan here. We can make the best plan better. So tell them, call Doc Holliday. I can help hammer out the plan. If you need the details, I can hammer it out with them. So let everybody there in Congress know to give me a call. Send me an email. Now, one of the things that we got to talk about with Senator Sessions being nominated and the horrendous wave of anti-Trump liberals getting mad, it boils down to this with Senator Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. He is going to be fair. But the problem is liberals have been so unfair and they've abused the laws of the United States of America, and they know Jeff Sessions does not have to go to Congress. All he has to do is use the law on the books, which were ignored for 8 years by this past administration, even ignored during the Bush administration. Donald Trump has an attorney general who knows the laws. If America doesn't like the laws, you tell Congress to pass another law. But that we live by the law. And if we don't understand that, we have a nation of lawlessness. And that's what, in many ways, we had in the past 8 years. Lawlessness ruled. And nobody knows what to do. Businesses don't know how to perform. When somebody can break a law, why can't everybody break the law? If only a few people can break the law, are they privileged? Of course they are. And that's not fair in a republic. We belong under the Constitution, under the law, and we have laws. If you don't like the law, you go to your legislators and have them change the law if it's so egregious. So now, we are getting already to the middle of the show. And I got to remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. And I got a very important announcement right after I tell you this. In the second half of the show, we are going to play that clip from Dr. Alveda King. And you know that I had a book out just about a year ago. It's still fresh, new. You can get it. It's called Bedrock Truths. It's written by Doc Holliday and Dr. Alveda King and Dr. Alex McFarland. So if you haven't got your copy, go right, click on a picture there on the front page, and you can order the book, Bedrock Truths. But this week, that's not the only book. We finally have what we've been talking about on the website, docholliday.org, and that's Doc Holliday, Holiday of Two L's. And you can go right there, and now you can order the book about Israel. And it's The Biblical Case for Israel. And I have a chapter in that book, some great authors. And listen, it's now available. It's not available at Amazon that I know of yet. We'll work on that, but you got to go to the website to get it ordered. We'll do it. We'll be glad to ship it out. There's no shipping or handling fees at this time. We're kicking it off with no shipping or handling fees. So go there, order that book, get one for your friends, get one for your library at school, your library at church, and order the book, because people need to know what's going on with Israel. And this is an up-to-date book covering all the subjects that are bound to be talked about, because when they start talking about moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Israel, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, it's going to be every day something going on. So, and I'll try to get a link up on our write up on this week's show, how to go directly there. So do go order the book. That helps keep us on the air. That helps get the information spread out across the country about why Israel and supporting Israel right now, our ally in the Middle East, the only ally that we have that is a democracy, that has a republic that we can be proud of, to say we stand side by side with our principles built on Judeo-Christian values. Now, before we get in the second half of the show, take a listen to this. Yes, some old AC/DC. Will Donald Trump plug it in? AC/DC for those about to rock. For those about to rock, we salute you. Well, I think Trump's emerging cabinet is about to rock. I believe we're going to see them rock and roll, folks. They're going to shake some things up. Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, I believe she is ready to go. And, you know, and everybody complained, well, she doesn't know what the Department of Education does. She doesn't know. She doesn't have to know. Maybe it will be good to get somebody out of the establishment who wants to say, I am the Secretary of Education. How do we educate our children to the best possible degree? How? Well, maybe somebody should think of that. Here's a simple thought for you. What's more important, the very best teacher in the world that you pay a lot of money, or a child's desire to learn? Yeah, I'd love to have both, but if you get a child's desire to learn, look at Abe Lincoln, what he did to educate himself against all odds. And children now be spoon-fed so much, and they regurgitate what they can't take and what they will take. Why don't we have someone working on the desire to learn, the atmosphere where they are? You know, maybe somebody needs a different atmosphere. Maybe that's what's called school choice. Maybe the inner city schools. We had Lisa Watson on right before the election, and she talked about how the inner schools are failing our children and African Americans by a large margin won't school choice. This is the one thing that Republicans and African Americans agree on probably more than any other issue. School choice. Give my children a chance to succeed is being said over and over again in city after large city, from Detroit to Cleveland to Milwaukee to Chicago, Miami, Los Angeles, all over America. Let my children succeed. Give my child a chance. Isn't that what Donald Trump said? Give me a chance. What do you got to lose? And then the teachers unions fought this Secretary of Education back and forth, and yet let's give her a chance. Let's give America a chance. Let's change the inner city schools. Let's see what school choice can do, like it had done in Washington, D.C., where the voucher program was a huge success until Barack Obama ripped it right out from under them. Not because it wasn't working, but because he was told to by the teachers union, and he bowed down and worshiped the teachers unions because they pumped so much money into the Democratic Party. Let's see what school choice can do. All right. I mean, for those about to rock, we salute you. Rock and roll. Let's kick it in. You got the president. He's got the cabinet. Let's shake it up. Let's shake up Washington, D.C. Let's let the establishment go crazy, jumping up and down and yelling. It doesn't matter, folks, if we can make America great again. Not only again, but what we say here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, let's make America great not only again, but the best it's ever been for everyone. For everyone. Now, when we talked about Senator Jeff Sessions and what he had to go through, and it got confirmed, and I believe there's a Senator Manchin from West Virginia voted four sessions. One Democrat came across and voted. Thank goodness. Of course, he's up for re-election in 2018. I hope the ones that didn't are well remembered. And Donald Trump, maybe he'll go into those states and say, look, this guy needs to be removed. He cannot help support making America great again. Well, we'll see. We're going to see how some of these Democratic senators continue to vote. Now, I told you there was controversy at the first of the show. I was telling you about when Senator Pocahontas Warren, and she was called that. If you want to know the history of that, just short rule of thumb, Donald Trump would call her Pocahontas because she basically said she was a minority, but she's never proved that she was a part of a Cherokee family, any Cherokee DNA. She did contribute to a Cherokee cookbook, and that helped get her a position at Harvard, evidently, as a minority. And, well, she just was letting Jeff Sessions have it, and she was using a letter written in the 1980s by Coretta Scott King, the wife of Dr. Martin Luther King, the widow at that time. And now she was reading that out loud and really just hurting the image and tearing up Jeff Sessions. And so the senator who was presiding over the Senate, and I believe it was Senator Daniels of Montana at that point, and said, no, you're not going to keep impugning the name of Jeff Sessions, a colleague. And he called out a rule that on the Senate floor, you don't impugn the name of a colleague. It was Mitch McConnell stood up for that rule, and then they voted to get her to be quiet. And what happened? Well, Neil Cavuto, Fox Business, he called on my friend, a friend of this program, Dr. Alveda King, to help sort that out. Let me let you listen to this interview. And I think it's a wonderful way. Someone has given wisdom and talent with words like Dr. Alveda King. And you can hear them in the words she wrote for Bedrock Truth, the book that she wrote with Doc Holliday and Dr. Alex McFarland. But listen to her as she talked with Neil Cavuto about this letter and what was going on in the Senate. And see if words like this don't help heal America. Everybody go, how can you heal America? Well, listen to someone like our friend, Dr. Alveda King. Take a listen.
Coretta Scott King, the widow of Martin Luther King, had said when the senator was up for a judgeship, at the time he wasn't a senator, that his conduct was reprehensible when it came to looking after the interests of black voters and that he should not be rewarded with a federal judgeship. We thought we'd go right to the family source here. Reaction now from Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Alveda.
Doc Holliday here. I just got to jump in and just say, it is wonderful to see a friend and co-author like Dr. Alveda King interviewed on national TV. I think her television appearances on audio, just she has been given wisdom by her creator. She's been given wisdom and understanding and words of healing. I hope we see more of her. And I hope if you hadn't ordered the book, Bedrock Truth, yes, I'm saying order it because there's some words in there that conservatives need to know. And need to know if we stand up and fight against an agenda that comes to seek to kill, steal, and destroy. But saying all that, let's go on with the interview with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business News and Dr. Alveda King.
The reprehensible comment was what irked apparently many in the Senate, that it was too personal and not to be repeated, even though three Democratic senators since have gone to the microphone to repeat this letter and that comment. What do you think?
If we take a look at my Aunt Coretta Scott King's letter, we know that she was a peacemaker. Her intentions were never to divide during her whole life. I was her communications and correspondence secretary for several years when I was a young woman. And so in that letter, she would be referring to perhaps some of his comments. However, she would agree today that he, of course, ended some school desegregation. He worked to prosecute interviewed members of the KKK. Aunt Coretta was a very reasonable woman, and she, with integrity, would have noted that he had done some great work in fighting against discrimination.
Well, this is a snapshot of 30-plus years ago.
But it's a snapshot. But, you know, she also said about immigration. She wrote a letter saying that immigration could hurt the black job market or the Negro job market as well. So she had very strong opinions and concern for all Americans and perhaps people all over the world.
Now, I am so glad that Dr. King made that point. So how many times have we seen, it's common sense, if you get more and more illegal immigration, illegal immigrants coming in and taking lower wage jobs, well, they go, well, nobody else wants to work there. If no one else took the job, they'd have to raise the wage. It wouldn't take a law to raise minimum wage. If you can't find the workers, if you want the job done, you have to raise your pay and wage to get it done. That's why the black community has been hurt by illegal immigration, and why in the world the myth of what's been put forth that illegal immigration is helping black America, it's a myth. It needs to be busted wide open. And I just thank you, Dr. Alveda, for standing up for and helping America see something that no one has been talking about, and it's so obvious.
And I believe certainly that if she could look at the record of Senator Sessions today with integrity, she would say, well, he has worked to prosecute the Ku Klux Klan. He has worked to desegregate public schools. So it's almost like a bait and switch. Stir up the emotions. Use the name of King. And my name is Alveda King. Stir up people's emotions. Play the race card, which she was attempting
your family?
To do.
We're going to hear from the president shortly.
No, no, not dividing my family at all. We have taken a look at many things that Mrs. Coretta Scott King said, Martin Luther King Jr., my daddy, Reverend A.D. King. But our family, we are peacemakers. We bring people together, Neil. We do not divide people.
Wow. You heard it right there. The Kings are peacemakers. They bring people together. They do not divide people. Now that is refreshing in this past month of what we've had with the left and the liberals going berserk. Like I told you at the first of the show, when you talk about those icebergs off the coast of Greenland, the deep-rooted ones being moved by the deep ocean currents, just like deep thoughts and the conservative appeals that go out, that we have to have something that makes sense and common sense and not outrageous programs that can't be paid for and add debt and debt and debt. Now, the little icebergs being blown by the hot air. It may not be hot off the coast of Greenland, but the hot air in Washington, D.C. is blowing these little icebergs all over the place and are running around crazy like chickens with a head cut off. And I can see it now. It's going to continue until we start getting more and more jobs. Trump's working on it. Republican Congress needs to go to the tax cuts quickly. We need to reinforce and let the business community know that we are going to do all we can as a nation to make America great again by helping those who create jobs. And we do have tax cuts. You can't just keep promising. Cut the regulation, yes, but get the tax cuts going. Ronald Reagan did, and it worked, but it took some time for it to work. We got molasses out there that goes slow sometimes. The machinery of government, get it greased up, and let's get it going. And you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Next week, we will be back with a show of what's going on. I told you there'll never be a shortage of information to talk about on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We try to hit those things that you're not going to hear anywhere else. And I'm glad you got to hear Dr. Alveda King this week with her healing words. And we need some healing words for the rabid left that's foaming at the mouth now. And we got to make America great again. And we will by working together, even if the liberals will not work with us, as they start getting better jobs, their constituents will start saying, you know, there is a new day in America. Sing a new song. Just like U2 says on the beginning of the show, they say, sing a new song. It's also found in the book of Psalms, chapter 40, I believe. Sing a new song, folks. We are going to make America great again. Not only great, the best it's ever been for everyone. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit DocHolliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.